Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out my new devotional book, Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm. Its 90 meditations provide minute-sized encouragements for the days your mind is on overload. It's available on my website, gracefox.com, and wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 56, 9.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 56, 9. My enemies will retreat when I call to you for help. This I know, God is on my side. There are a lot of things I don't know. For instance, I don't know how a newborn calf can stand on its four wobbly legs minutes after birth. I don't know how to speak Spanish or any other language for that matter. I don't know how sunflowers know how to rotate their faces toward the sunshine. I also don't know how to use our remote control, or keep plants alive, or snow ski. Life is full of things we don't know. Some of them are small and insignificant, but others? Well, others matter a great deal, like not knowing how to end world hunger, or racial discrimination, or social injustice. We certainly don't know what the world's future holds. We don't even know what the next hour might bring, let alone what our lives will look like a month or a year from now. That sounds a bit unsettling, doesn't it? But there's good news. There is one thing we do know. God is on our side. We might wonder sometimes when really tough circumstances come our way, like when one thing after another goes wrong with the car and then the house, our kids, our marriage, and our job. When our health breaks down or we get that dreaded phone call in the middle of the night. The psalmist knew what it meant to deal with difficulties. King Saul was hunting him and the Philistines were after him. People were slandering him and trying to kill him. The pressure he faced was relentless. We know this by the words he used in Psalm 56, 1 and 2. Oh God, have mercy on me, for people are hounding me. My foes attack me all day long. I am constantly hounded by those who slander me, and many are boldly attacking me. Did you pick up the words that describe his desperation? The psalmist said, constantly hounded. Foes attack me all day long, and many are boldly attacking me. His situation was current and ongoing, and there was no time for him to stop and catch a breath, to regroup and prepare for the next onslaught. The attacks just kept coming. How easy it would be to assume that God had turned his back on him. But David didn't go there. He admitted that the onslaught scared him and then declared, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." Speaking those words was like speaking life and truth over himself. And they took his faith to another level because a moment later, he reframed that thought. It's like he had an aha moment. Hey, wait a minute. I trust in God, right? So why should I be afraid? David didn't know how his future would turn out, but he knew it would be okay because God was on his side. I believe the context surrounding today's verse reveals three reasons for his confidence. First, he knew God was on his side because he'd experienced his protection and power in the past. God had helped him kill lions and bears while guarding his father's sheep. He'd also helped David take out the giant Goliath with one well-aimed stone. So, while David didn't know what tactics his enemies would try next or how long their attacks would last, he knew God was big enough to thwart their efforts. Second, David knew God was on his side because he understood his love. He said, "You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book." If God wasn't for David, he wouldn't care about his sorrow or tears. He wouldn't demonstrate compassion or comfort or kindness. But David understood God's love. Therefore, he knew God was for him and not against him. Third, David knew God was on his side because he knew God's word. Three times in Psalm 56, he says, "I praise your word." His confidence in God's ability and willingness to help him came from knowing the truth about who God declared himself to be and the promises he'd made to his people. As followers of Christ today, we too can know that God is on our side. When things go wrong and it feels like life itself is against us, let's recall past experiences in which we've seen his power and provision and protection at work on our behalf. He was on our side then, and he's still there. He doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can know God is on our side by understanding his love for us. He sent his only son, Jesus, to pay our death penalty for sin. Think about that. He did the most difficult thing ever for our sake, and he did it from love. And we know God is on our side by knowing his word, the truth of who he is, what he's done on our behalf, and the multitude of promises he's made to help us flourish and keep hope alive all evidence the truth that he is for us. When we trust in God, who's 100% behind us, we have no reason to fear the unknowns that surround us. Let's pray. God, thank you for the many ways you show us that you are on our side. Help us take these things to heart as David did. Help us remain steadfast in the truth when it feels like life is against us. We know that in this life we will face trouble, but we know you are on our side. Help us trust and not be afraid. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.